As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. Show me your facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday, March the 3rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of information today. Hard facts, absolutely. Workable solutions. You'll hear some today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular, of all things, and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our second broadcast. That's the chat room discussion. Certainly go there, becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Or you can pick up the telephone call throughout the broadcast, area code 512-904-8014 if you happen to live in the Austin, Texas area or have unlimited long-distance access. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me, as so many do, via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost, like become vocal local host, real easy to remember, at centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Just simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647, against P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, E-X-E-T-E-R, 65647. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 AM, or FM, excuse me, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, TalkStream Live, lots of ways to listen to the broadcast, but thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number throughout the broadcast remains 866-841-1065. All of our contact information can be found at becomevocallocal.com. And, of course, all of the show archives can be found at theoraclebroadcasting.com homepage. And precious metals this morning off earlier highs. Backgrounders taking profits. Buyers take note. This might be a good day to get involved. Green energy, credit mobiliar, taxpayer dollars, sustainable environmentalism. Well, we'll talk about that a little bit briefly in our market segments. Trusts, do they deserve our trust, our money, and our future? We'll continue this discussion on trusts. What are they? What can we know about them? How can we use them? Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago found gold trading down, off $10.10 at $1,425.60, still a lofty price for the noble metal at $1,425.60. Silver off 17 cents, yet still at $34.51 an ounce. Nothing to sniff at there. Platinum off $9, but still at $1,839. And palladium apparently flat at $816 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, these both happened almost instantaneously. They were just separated by moments. The low was at $1,416.60, down from a high of $1,437.50. It was just like a waterfall plunge. It would be indicative of the exchange-traded funds in the market. But on the SPDR gold shares, they claim to be holding 1,210.96 metric tons at $55.9 billion, unchanged from yesterday. So at least it wasn't the SPDR's big hands and deep pockets in the marketplace. We'll be right back. Much more to come.
Citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Verona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, back once again on our Thursday, March the 3rd, 2011. Two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. For those that were away at the top of the hour, news and weather break, let's come back into our market report. Out of New York City, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, found gold trading off $10.10, an ounce at $1,425.60 in the spot market. Silver this morning off 17 cents at $34.51 for those troy ounces of that bright, shiny silver. Platinum off $9 at $1,839, and palladium flat on the day, according to Kitco, at $816 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market again. $1,416.60 for a low, $1,437.50 for a high, a $21 spread in there almost created instantaneously. But at $1,425.60, your gold is yet up $285.20 year to year for a 25.03% return on your investment. In Aurum, that precious noble metal, the London Gold Fix this morning, that would be the London Bullion Market Association. Do check them out, lbma.org. The London Bullion Market Association, the price fixer, set the price at $1,430.50. We're trading $5 below that as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The SPDR gold shares, again, overnight, they claim to be holding 1,210.96 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, unchanged from yesterday and the day before, valued on State Street this morning at these spot prices at $55.9 billion. Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 9, almost no close at all, running naked, as you could say, at 12,067. The NASDAQ closed up 11 at 2,748. and with everything they could put in it, the S&P closed up too at 1,308. The crude oil this morning, bigger news, off $1.61, trades yet still above $100 a barrel at $100.62 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered in Cushing, Oklahoma, as they are. The U.S. dollar index off 11, up 11 basis points, trading at 76.79 inside that trade-weighted basket of currencies. Don't understand what that is? You don't know what the USDX is? You know what the U.S. dollar index is? Well, visit the website, theice.com, theice.com, and find out all about it. That's the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website. Foreign exchange rates, of course, are impacted every time there's a change in the USDX. This morning, we find the Canadian loonie off one basis point. This morning at $1.02 against the United States dollar. The Mexican peso bumps up 45 basis points. Good morning, Mr. Calderon and Carlos Slim. Anyway, bumps up 45 basis points, and yet unbearably, it seems to be arc welded to the U.S. dollar, pegged at 8 cents U.S. The euro up 67 basis points. Now we look at this USDX at 76.79 and the euro this morning at $1.40. And this is just about where the euro came on the market, only completely in the inverse. Started out about $1.40 U.S. to 70 on the USDX, and now it's flipped. All right? How do you like those apples? Euro's been very, very good to us, right? I don't think so. The British pound this morning off 8 basis points at $1.63, and the Swiss franc off 44 at $1.08. In the bond market this morning, the U.S. Treasuries, the yield on the 2-year bonded indebtedness, 0.74%. The 10-year yield is at 3.52%. And the 30s are yielding at 4.59. Mortgage market this morning, the fixed rate mortgage market, the 15-year fixed rate mortgage, virtually unchanged from a month ago at 4.11 a month ago, 4.12 this morning. 30-year unchanged a month ago, never seen this before, 4.84 a month ago and 4.84% this morning. Your prime rate stands at 3.25%. And the gold-to-silver ratio, it'll take you 41.31 ounces of silver to buy you 1 ounce of gold in the economy calendar for this morning. We got a little bit coming back from yesterday because of the lateness of the report. Construction spending came out yesterday after the broadcast already had begun. This morning they got the Challenger job cut out, the Mortgage Bankers Association application. Oops, nope, wrong day. Jump over here, go to the yesterday, petroleum status report. That came out on Wednesday. That came out after the broadcast. The Beige Book came out after the broadcast. We'll talk about those. Then we go into the Monster Employment Index, the jobless claims, productivity and costs, etc. Later this afternoon, the ISM Non-Manufacturing Index will be out, and factory orders tomorrow will be out along with the employment situation. So let's just go into it and get that out of our way. Take a look at the EIA Petroleum Status Report, you know. It's all this claptrap. All of this cosmetics, political cosmetics, the geopolitical cosmetics going on in Libya. I'm telling you this, I've not trusted any of this stuff since we figured out who the Albert Einstein Institution was. We reported on that earlier. The EIA Petroleum Status Report, commercial oil inventories fell less than 500,000 barrels to 346.4 million in the February 25 week. That's the commercial oil inventories, 346.4 million barrels, ending six straight weeks of builds. Six straight weeks, all the way through the Libyan crisis, all the way through Egypt, Tunisia, all of that. Six straight weeks of builds. Oil supply remains very high, or heavily underscored, by an outsized 1.2 million barrel build to 38.6 million at the Cushing hub. That's Cushing, Oklahoma. All right? So as I've been reporting, there's been really no problem, okay? Everybody hang on to your shorts. This is all being done by speculators as we see the price of gasoline drive up. Remember Katrina. But in a backdrop, the article continues here, but in a backdrop for the rolling unrest in Libya and the Middle East, imports did slip slightly in the week to 8 million barrels per day for the lowest reading since January of last year. All right, so it's down, did dip, they say, did dip slightly in the week. The dip in imports pulled down oil inventories. You see, it didn't pull it down much, as did increased inputs to refineries. Refineries, okay, but notice they're as, as did. They're sending more out to the refineries, as did increased inputs to refineries. Refineries increased their output, both of gasoline and distillates, in the week. Supply data point to soft product demand, with gasoline up only 1% year-on-year and distillates up 0.3%. All right? Soft demand. The whole market's run by demand, folks. People don't have any money. They ain't buying gas, and they ain't buying it at any price. Beige Book? The Beige Book, prepared for the March 15 Federal Open Market Committee meeting, quote, indicated that overall economic activity continued to expand at a modest to moderate pace in January and early February, at a modest to moderate pace. All right. All 12 federal districts reported overall activity is improving, though in varying degrees. The biggest positive was in manufacturing, as, quote, all districts except St. Louis experienced solid growth in manufacturing production. Does not necessarily connote sales. They're just making more stuff, okay? That's good. The next strongest sector, if we can believe that statement, the next strongest sector is retail, with the Beige Book stating that retail sales increased in all districts except Richmond and Atlanta. This is the context of Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and Kansas City, noting that severe snowstorms had a negative impact on retail sales. Don't blame it on anything. Blame it on frogs. Blame it on rain. Buddy, we're hurting. We'll be back.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time
here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
I've got just an absolute ton of material laid out here for our broadcast today, so I don't want to spend too much time on the news. I'm going to skip all of the other news articles, basically, and just give you the highlights here right off of the Econoday website. This is basically where, as we've shared with you many times in the past, this is basically where all the news writers seem to get their financial news. So continuing here, labor markets, they say, are showing modest improvement. Boston, Richmond, Chicago reported more permanent job placements occurring in the market, while Atlanta businesses reported a continued preference for hiring temporary workers rather than permanents. Several districts described an increase in demand for staffing services, especially for the high-skilled IT positions. So these would be these E-1 visa guys coming in from India, you know, Praknad Hanjabi or whatever his name is. He seems to show up a lot, but we might be seeing a lot of this temporary work coming in on visas, hard to say. An increasingly important story is the increasing cost pressures. You can say all you want about, you know, hey, wow, look at this. Our numbers are growing for the month. But if the numbers are growing because of the increased inflation and the uptick in prices, it doesn't really equate to more output. Continuing, non-wage input costs. What are non-wage input costs? That's the cost of all of your raw materials. Non-wage input costs, that's the increase in utility bills, that's increase in taxes, etc. Non-wage input costs increase for manufacturers and retailers in most districts. Manufacturers in a number of districts have reported having greater ability to pass through higher input costs to customers. Okay, you're always the one that gets to pay these costs. The corporations don't do that. They pass them right straight through to you. So this is not necessarily good news. You might have more people working, but you're paying more for the products. All right, let's go ahead. Most reporting districts noted continuing strong agricultural commodity prices. You can have 1,000 bales of hay. You can have hundreds of bushels of wheat. You could show that you've got more activity going on in the wheat market just by increasing the price without changing the delivery at all. All right, real estate and construction remain at low levels of activity, but are showing signs of improvement. What signs of improvement? I've shared with you time and time again, all right? The construction permits are down. If you're not having more permits being issued, there are no more, you know, new starts. How are you going to have increased activity in construction? I disagree with it, you know? Anyway, continuing, real estate and construction remain at low levels. Some district reports increased traffic of potential home buyers. What does that mean? That's looky-loos, all right? The realtors are out there burning up their expensive gasoline, wearing out their automobiles, wearing out their suits of clothing, and so on and so forth, giving people tours of the neighborhood looking for houses that wouldn't it be nice to buy if we could afford, but we can't, all right? Increased pass-through. Anyway, continuing, increased traffic of potential higher home buyers. However, home prices remain under downward pressure. You're not going to see anything major coming out of the home buyers. I don't care how much traffic the realtors have in their automobiles until they get them sitting down and filling out mortgage applications. Nothing changing. And we've reported on that in the past. However, home prices remain under downward pressure. We ain't seen nothing yet. You know, we've had about a 30% strip out in the prices of real estate, and it's still going down. Prices remain under downward pressure. Commercial real estate activity is reported as ranging from stabilizing to gaining traction. You know, you bring somebody in on a gurney out of, you know, some kind of a catastrophe or a catastrophe, as Rob Chowder likes to say, a catastrophe. You bring them in on a gurney, and you try and stabilize the patient. Or gain traction. What's happening when you're gaining traction? You're gaining traction because you got the pedal to the metal and you're slipping sideways. You're losing ground on a snowy or an icy slope, but you're gaining traction, right? Because your tires are heating up. Some districts indicated a boost in leasing activity. Leasing, not buying, leasing. Overall, the Beige Book is consistent with most economists' views that recovery is slowly gaining momentum. Well, how slow is it? The turtle moves too, you know. Monster Employment Index. The Monster Employment Index rose 7 points to 129 in February, indicating a sharp pickup in online job recruitment. So that goes back. Visit with Vicki Davis's website, channelingreality.com. Look at the Global Job Bank. You know, that might be some of these temporary workers, again, coming in from China, Beijing, Shanghai, Singapore, wherever they're coming from. Jobless claims, a little bit more here. The consensus range was from 388 to 405. They came in at 368. Well, we'll see. We'll see whether they change this number again next week. But they're doing all they can to make it look good here. In clear data pointing strong month-to-month acceleration for payroll gains. Initial jobless claims fell a substantial 20,000 in the week February 26th. So we'll just see. We'll just see next week and see when they revise the numbers. The number of claims at 368,000 is the third sub-400,000 reading in the last 4 weeks. Note, the February 19 week was revised 3,000 lower to 388. The four-week average down 12,750 to 388,500 is the first sub-400,000 reading of the recovery. Importantly, the Labor Department reports no special factors clouding the data. So they're trying to say that this is honest and genuine material. Continuing claims are likewise moving down. Down 59,000 in data for the February 19th week. Of course, continuing claims can decline as people fall off the other end of the slide. That's what happens. Little children climb up the ladder, lift up their skirts, fly down the slide, and they get off, and they get off. And that's fewer children on the slide, right? Productivity and costs. Highlights, despite downward revision to the fourth quarter GDP, productivity was unrevised for the same period. Non-farm business productivity rose to an annualized 2.6%. What's all this about? Well, basically, overall, here it is, quoted, the productivity and cost numbers have been favorable towards corporate profits as companies have squeezed more out of the workers, not laid off during the recent downturn. So they got your nose to the grindstone, and they're, you know, just increasing the speed with which it turns. Here we go. Here's another one. Put the Econoday behind us. Taxpayers beat Wall Street as the top lenders to clean energy. Bloomberg, Sally Bakewell, and Stephen Nielsen collaboratively writing new news. Government-backed development banks in Europe, Brazil, and the U.S. arranged the most funding for clean energy projects in 2010, taking up the slack left by commercial lenders during the credit crisis. Now, we gave the commercials and the investment bankings trillions and trillions, right? That's right. But who's picking up all the slack? Who's bringing it all on? You, the taxpayer. This is a redo of the Credit Mobiliere, but this time it's Credit Mobiliere Green Energy, right? The European Investment Bank furnished $5.4 billion of debt for renewable energy products. Billion of debt. They furnished $5.4 billion of debt. Not wealth, not capital, debt. Yeah, that's right. This is a little green piece of the paper, got funny signatures and circles and arrows and everything on the back. Banco Santander, S.A. ranked second in 2009, was sixth last year, with $1.82 billion in lending. The development banks are filling a gap that's been left by commercial banks. The commercial banks are out of the picture. They're just holding on to all of their money, right? Ronan O'Regan, really interesting name there. Ronan O'Regan, a director in the renewable and clean energy technologies at PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP, said by phone. Overall finance for clean energy projects includes loans for and bridge lending facilities increased by 19% in 2010. Right. So they're going into your money bag, you know, to get this stuff in order to make this happen. Climate and renewables remain the top priority of the bank's agendas. They used to say railroads and turnpikes were at the top of the agenda. Opening up coal fields, a coal mine, mining industries, and timber in America was the top of the coal, you know, the top of the agenda. Go back and review with Gustavus Myers a little bit and figure out what he wrote all about that. You know, we talked a little bit about uniform law. Puddles, 10K Puddles in the chat room has provided me with a few links here. I'm going to share a couple of them with you. But we're going to talk about trusts. Do they deserve our trust or not? We'll find out more about it right after these words from our sponsors.
Home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now, one of our listeners sent me a link yesterday, and I really appreciate receiving. I'm going to share this first. As regards to, you know, all of the discussion, you know, that we hear about coming out of Wisconsin, you know, collective bargaining, this, that, and the other thing. This is off the Reality Blog. It's the Reality Blogger, WordPress.com. And it starts out this way. All truth passes through three stages. First, it is ridiculed. Second, it is violently opposed. Third, it's accepted as being self-evident. Some of these days, and that was by Arthur Schopenhauer, lived 1788 to 1860, some one of these days we're going to start to embrace what has been revealed on the Corporation Nation and Walter Burian's work. Wisconsin's real financial situation explained here from the Reality Blogger. The following is a list of the totals reported in the Wisconsin State Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, or CAFRA. CAFR, Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, fiscal year ending June the 30th of 2010. This isn't old stuff. This is new stuff. The individual funds and investments to make up these totals are listed in below in detail below these funds totals. All of this is sourced from the state's 2010 CAFR, which can be downloaded at the state government website, and then he gives it. It can may also be viewed online here. Then he gives it. Page numbers are listed so you can follow along in the CAFRA for verification, and my comments are in red. All right? I like this kind of reporting because this is what journalism ought to be. And now the answer to the question, is the state of Wisconsin bankrupt? All right? First, let's have a look at what Wisconsin has in its investment funds, which is not being reported to the taxpayers or the states or America, the people, we the people. Now, before we go any further, I just want to say that whatever you do looking at the state of Wisconsin and asking, are they bankrupt, then also go out to the teachers' unions, go out to the police unions, go out to the firefighters' unions, then go to their pension funds, et cetera, et cetera. This is not a unique phenomenon, all right? There's a lot more wealth, if you will, hidden away above the line than is showed and revealed below the line in a budget. A budget is just kind of like an opening discussion. Now, just a few. I'm not going to give you all of these because it's lengthy. Total primary government, various funds, $4,403,000,000 in Wisconsin. Total University of Wisconsin System Fund. These are funds, not the real estate they owned. $365,800,000. Total Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority Fund, $1,023,000,000. Total University of Wisconsin and Clinics Authority Fund, $127,400,000. The total State Far Park Exposition Center Incorporated Fund, all right, $200,000. Total Wisconsin Healthcare Liability Insurance Plan, $72,000,000. Total University of Wisconsin Foundation Fund, $2,006,000,000. University of Wisconsin, that's academia, boy, they take good care of them. Total state investment fund, $6,603,000,000. Total in the risk management fund, $94,847,000. Total non-major governmental fund, $664,000,000. And it just goes on. He's got, it just, I haven't even begun to scroll down, all right? But the total investments from the above list, $89,299,958,000. And then it just keeps getting more interesting and more interesting and more interesting as it goes, okay? So it's out there, realityblogger.wordpress.com. Search for Wisconsin's real financial situation explained. Here's another one out of the email basket. Holder, whites can't be victims of racial injustice because they haven't suffered enough. This is a blog posted by Jonathan Burns, yesterday's news. The continuing media narrative of acceptable racism. Dr. King, that would be Martin Lucifer King, the Right Reverend Dr. Martin Lucifer King Boulevard Jr. Anyway, once said, quote, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Close quote. But apparently U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder didn't get the memo, the blogger writes. As reported and applauded by Politico, Holder announced Tuesday that he was fed up with listening to the whining whites who claim the Justice Department deliberately blocks investigations of black-on-white racism. Predictably, the established media sides with Holder. Think about that. This is the quote. Think about that, Holder said. When you compare what people endured in the South in the 60s to try to get the right to vote for African Americans, to compare what people subjected to that with what happened in Philadelphia, which was inappropriate, to describe it in those terms, I think it does a great disservice to people who put their lives on the line for my people, said Holder, who is black. Holder noted that his sister-in-law, Vivian Malone Jones, helped integrate the University of Alabama. Quote, to compare that kind of courage, that kind of action, to say that some Black Panther incident is of greater concern to us, historically, I think that just flies in the face of history, Holder said, with evident exasperation. So, the obvious takeaway from this, the blogger continues, is that some racism is worse than others. Well, there's not going to be any justice if you're looking for it. But we're going to go into trust now. We're going to talk about law. I've mentioned this before in the past. We talk about the Uniform Law Commission. It's actually the proper title. It is the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws. These guys were created, of course, by the American Bar Association, which, of course, was created by the American Bankers Association. And the purpose of this Uniform Commission, Law Commission, as I like to say it, just abbreviated, the purpose of the Uniform Law Commission was to do end runs around constitutions, not only the federal constitution, but the state constitutions. And this, by law, www.law.cornell.edu, sent to us by Puddles from the chat room, Uniform Business and Financial Laws Locator. And what it shows here in this particular list are Uniform Business and Financial Laws. All right, I'm just going to give you the titles of these. so that you get an idea of what's going down here. Uniform Arbitration Act, the Uniform Common Interest Ownership Act, the Uniform Trust Fund Act, the Uniform Condominium Act, the Uniform Construction Lien Act, the Uniform Consumer Credit Code, Uniform Consumer Sales Practices, Uniform, the Uniform Custodial Trust Act. The idea is uniformitarianism. It's also universalism. But if you look at universal, you know, you're going to find that that in the, any dictionary is also one of the meanings and senses of the word Catholic, very Catholic system. Keep it in mind, this revelation I had years ago, all right, in 2004 on June the 30th, just shortly after midnight, I switched off my radio, shortwave radio, after a day of listening and monitoring the international shortwave. And I stood up to take my nightly constitution with dog. And before I could move more than a step away from my table, I had this profound thought. I like to think of it as a revelation. All right, it goes along this place. There is an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. That in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. We'll talk about revocable trusts in the course of this discussion, but just think about that as we discuss the law. And think about this all-out war that is raging between legal positivism and the natural law. We might think of the natural law as the common law. The laws of nature, nature's God, is the way the founders, the settlers, the creators set up our trust here in the Declaration of Independence, the Articles of Confederation, and eventually the Constitution for the United States. But we can find out a lot about that by trying to understand each and every part and piece of that phrase. It actually came in two parts. The first line came shortly after midnight on June the 30th, and the second, the morning, on the morning of the Republican National Convention in New York City, the second part came in, and I had it all written down. Fortunately, both times I was right on top of my notepad and was able to catch it. But it took days to be able to punctuate that sentence. Very unusual. I've spent years and years now studying it out. But the Uniform Trust Code, last revised or amended in 2005, now we're back up here on another website, law.upenn.edu, the Uniform Trust Code, drafted by who? The National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws. Who writes all these laws? Surely it's not Barbara Boxman or Henry Waxman. They might claim them. Maybe they do stay up at night. Maybe they have assistance of counsel. But who does write all this stuff that these various and sundries then go and sponsor? In other words, they put their names on it and they take it out and set it into the mill. But who writes all this stuff? Well, a lot of it comes from this National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws, and by it approved and recommended for enactment in all the states. All the states, key word there, not all the states, but all the states, but approved and recommended for enactment in all the states at its meeting in its 113th year in Portland, Oregon, on July the 30th, August the 6th of 2004, with preparatory notes and comments. You can find these by the bailful, folks. We'll be right back.
U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.8thofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.8thofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Okay, so you'll want to get your pencils and paper ready and buckle yourself in because I'm going to pick the pace up. All right, so we look at this uniform law that was promulgated here by the Uniform Law Commission. We notice right on the front of it, it says copyright 2005 by the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws. You go look at your statutes. They're all copyrighted. All right, this is a private law system. It's copyrighted. You know, it's not of the we the people. This is property, all right? Title rights and interest. Now, we're going to pick the pace up a little bit. We're going to go to Creative Evolution by Henri Bergson. One of these days we'll come back to this book and talk about it in greater length, give you a little bit of an intro on who he was. But I just want you to hear these words he wrote on page 176 of this volume. From the moment that the intellect, reflecting upon its own doings, perceives itself as a creator of ideas. Listen carefully. Talked about creators. This is the language of trust. From the moment that the intellect, reflecting upon its own doings, perceives itself as a creator of ideas, as a faculty of representation, in general, there is no object of which it may not wish to have the idea, even though that object be without direct relation to practical action. That is why we said there are things that the intellect alone can seek. Some things are so obscure, so abstract. You know, not everything that is profound is obscure. Not everything that is obscure is profound. But there are some things that are so abstract that only our intellect, our minds, can perceive of it. Only our intellect can seek it. Intellect alone, indeed, troubles itself about theory. And dogs aren't sitting around wondering about the theory of rabbits or squirrels. People sit around thinking about theories, you know, like gravity and stuff. And its theory would fain embrace everything, and not only inanimate matter, over which it has an unnatural hold, but even life and thought. Everybody's seen the sculpture. It was a Rodin, the thinker, you know, sitting there with his chin cupped in his palm. By what means, what instruments, in short, by what method it will approach these problems, we can easily guess. We've talked in the past now, remember, about trivium and quadrivium. Lots of these broadcasts work together. If you listen to them in a series, you'll do better for yourself. Originally, it was fashioned to the form of matter, language itself, which has enabled it to extend its field of operations, is made to designate things, and not but things. It is only because the Word is mobile. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and so on and so forth. Because it flies from one thing to another, that the intellect was sure to take it, sooner or later, on the wing, while it was not settled in anything, and apply it to an object which is not a thing, and which, concealed till then, awaited the coming of the Word to pass from darkness to light. But the Word, by covering up this object, again converts it into a thing. So intelligence, even when it no longer operates upon its own object, follows habits it has contracted in that operation. It applies forms that are indeed those of unorganized matter. It is made for this kind of work. With this kind of work alone is it fully satisfied, and that is what intelligence expresses by saying that thus only it arrives at distinctness and clearness. It must, therefore, in order to think itself clearly and distinctly, perceive itself, again we're talking about the intellect, under the form of discontinuity. Order out of chaos. Concepts, in fact, are outside each other, like objects in space. And they have the same stability as such objects on which they have been modeled. Think about that in your mind's eye. Objects floating around, drifting, parts and pieces. Here is a shoe, and here is a lace, and here is a foot, and here is a hand. And you start as a wee one to put it all together, and you start to realize that shoe goes on the foot by the lace and the hand, and things start to come together for you. Concepts, in fact, again, are outside each other, like objects in space, and they have the same stability as such objects on which they've been modeled. Taken together, they constitute an intelligible world. As we start to pull all these things together, we look at the language of law. And we take all of these objects, these concepts that are just floating around, and slowly but surely we start working them together into a model that we can then apply or understand in our own lives. All right. Taken together, they constitute an intelligible world, the world of law, that resembles the world of solids and its essential characters, but whose elements are lighter, more diaphanous, easier for the intellect to deal with than that image of concrete things. They are not, indeed, the perception itself of things, but the representation, the representation. Your lawyer represents you in court, right? Your legislators represent you in Congress. But the representation of the act by which the intellect is fixed on them. They are, therefore, not images, but symbols. We talked about this before, the logical positivists, wherein language, in the obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician, words become mere symbols in a language game. Symbols. And only if you possess the meta-language, the language about a language, do you understand the use of the symbolic logic in it. Let's say it again. They are therefore not images, but symbols. Our logic is the complete set of rules that must be followed in using symbols. As these symbols are derived from the consideration of solids, as the rules for combining these symbols hardly do more than express the most general relations among solids, our logic triumphs in that science which takes the solidity of borders or bodies for its object, and that is in geometry. Logic and geometry engender each other, as we shall see a little further on. It is from the natural extension of geometry, suggested by the most general and immediately perceived properties of solids, that natural logic has arisen. And from this, natural logic, in its turn, has sprung scientific geometry, which extends further and further the knowledge of the external properties of solids. The trivium and the quadrivium in print, rhetorically used. We start with grammar, and from the grammar we go to dialectic or logic, and then from the logic to the rhetoric. What is the grammar? This, one of the books that I use, Concise English Handbook, second edition, 1965, just from the very beginning. When a child begins to talk, he learns not only to name things, but also to work the names of things into complicated patterns. Soon he is able to say, Susie won't give me my ball back, or Johnny says there isn't any Santa Claus. He has evidently mastered the major principles of grammar, that is, the system, a system, Auguste Comte, his system of positive polity, his system of positive philosophy, and his system of positive religion, his system, grammar, that is, the system by which words combine into larger units to convey ideas and information. And we're slayed by the tyranny of words if we don't understand grammar, etc., and usage. Here's a little bit more. This is one of the ones that I use for rhetoric, all right? Brooks and Warren, Modern Rhetoric, the shorter edition. Chapter 1, Language, Thinking, and Rhetoric. What is this course all about? Is it concerned with commas and figures of speech and particular participial phrases? Does it have to do with outlining themes or constructing topic sentences and working to achieve unity, coherence, and emphasis? These questions obviously have to be answered with a yes, but there's a larger sense in which the proper answer has to be no. For the essential purpose of this course goes far beyond the mere technicalities of grammar. See how it's built in the trivium? It begins with grammar, then goes to dialectic, then proceeds on to rhetoric. So again, the authors write, this course goes far beyond the mere technicalities of grammar and rhetoric. Ultimately, this course engages your deepest needs and interests, your thinking, your feelings, your relationships with other people. These last assertions will not seem too sweeping when you realize that language is an indispensable instrument in the functioning of the human mind and personality, and that rhetoric is the art of using language effectively. We slay ourselves with our own language too often. Okay? And this, again, contemporary with the prior, this was published in 1961. One last resort. The primary book that I use for Latin is The Introduction to Latin for Irving Kopy, fourth edition, where we find in the introduction here, again, similar kinds of language. I'll come back, we'll talk about sexus empiricus, what is logic, and then we're going to dive deeper and deeper into this topic of trust.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED.
Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, March the 3rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, the call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. I do have a lot of information I want to share in this hour. In the first hour, we just introduced a little bit of material, but started back into an inquiry into the nature of their origins, the history, things that we can understand about what is a trust. What is a trust? What does it mean to us? How can we use it? How has it been used against us? And, of course, in understanding that, back again, you know, giving credit where credit's due, not only to Alfred Adask and Donna Barron for inspiring me to go into this area of thought. You can find his work on Adask at adask.wordpress.com. But also to Bob Tuscan interviewing an individual the other day in regard to the trivium and the quadrivium. You know, I've used this stuff for years and years, came across all of this stuff long, long ago. But he's absolutely right. I'm glad they pointed it out. Certainly brought it back to my mind. But I'm just sharing with you some of the textbooks that I use to self-educate. I mean, it's like self-medication, but self-educate, realizing that we have a paucity of understanding and that as we go through the filter of public schools, we only get a smattering. But then it becomes up to us. You know, I don't like to think of it from the standpoint of lifelong learning, but that's really what it amounts to. I don't like to think about it from the standpoint of adult education, but that's really what it amounts to. It's a lifelong study. What is our life for if not to enrich our minds? What is our body for if not to be the chalice that carries our mind and spirit around with us at all times? All right? It preserves, protects, and defends the brain, the mind, and the spirit. So anyway, back into our discussion and continuing, what is logic then? We talked a little bit about grammar, just an intro, a little bit about rhetoric. What is that? These three parts of the trivium begins with grammar, a study of that, a thorough study of that being necessary to move any further. You can't get into this word game if you don't understand how to use the symbols. And then what is the dialectic? Our logic? Well, this Sextus Empiricus is the way that this university textbook on logic begins. This we do affirm that if truth is to be sought in every division of philosophy, that is really philosophy, it's a pursuit of truth and knowledge, we must, before all else, possess trustworthy principles and methods. And I always encourage everybody to not compromise your principles for relationship. And above all else, seek truth. And if you pray, pray to be kept from error. Possess trustworthy principles and methods for the discernment of truth. We talk about the running up your antennas all the time. Keeping your antennas fully up. We're walking in a minefield here. There's people out there messing with our mind in this field all the time. And so we need to be able to discern the truth. You need to be able to hear the truth when you hear it. And listen to that, what do they call it, the still, quiet voice inside of you that says, BS, BS, BS. And you hear it all the time. Some people listen to it, some people ignore it, and some people can hear truth on the first utterance. Now the logical branch, again, continuing, Empiricus. Now the logical branch is that which includes the theory of criteria and of proofs. Criteria and of proofs. We use logic to go in and make inquiries, deeper inquiries, to verify for ourselves whether this argument that's being posited, this idea that has been proposed, is this even logical? Or does it fly in the face of everything that we know? Again, the logical branch is that which includes the theory of criteria and of proofs. So it is with this that we ought to make our beginnings. And, of course, the Greeks knew this long ago, as did the Romans, and they used it in their upbringings. Then it was adopted by the church, came into scholasticism, and it's found its way all the way to today, thousands of years later, on to become Vocal Local, and I'm glad you're listening. We'll be right back after these words. Stay tuned.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, back here on our Thursday, March the 3rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, continuing our discussion into the inquiry, into the meaning and purpose of trust. But we're looking also at this trivium quadrivium, see how it applies to this as well. So what is logic, then, continuing? What is logic? Logic is the study of the methods and the principles used to distinguish good or correct from bad or incorrect reasoning. This definition must not be taken to imply that only the student of logic can reason well or correctly. To say so would be mistaken, as to say that one can run well only if he has studied the physics and physiology involved in describing that activity. Some excellent athletes are quite ignorant of the complex processes that go on inside themselves when they perform, and needless to say, the somewhat elderly professors who know most about such things would perform very poorly were they to risk their dignity on the athletic field, even given the same basic muscular nervous apparatus the person who knows might not surpass the natural athlete. So again, Think not that you need to go to college or universities to learn all of these things. This is something that you can do in your own life. This is something, children, that you can do at home. So again, we're talking about this a little bit from The Creative Evolution by Henry Bergson. Once again, all right? He says concepts, in fact, are outside each other. Outside each other, like objects in space. We start to get involved with law and legislation. We get inside of this thing, and we don't know who we are. We don't know where we are. We don't know whose we are. And that's a real trouble. Because concepts, in fact, are outside of each other, like objects in space. Right? And to give you a little bit on that, again, let's take a look at two different ideas in law. All right, one of them is situs. The location or position of something for legal purposes, as in lex situs, the law of sight. The law of the place where the thing in issue is situated. And then it says, see locus, L-O-C-U-S. If you've never done that, look up the word parabola and check that out. When we say become vocal local, in Latin it's localis, vocalis, or vocalis, localis. It's locus, it's parabola. What it is basically, it's a point that is tethered in space by an arbitrary distance that can slice unusual ellipticals or parabolics out of a cone. It's like following an amendment through a deliberative assembly. They're a tethered concept. Becoming vocal, vocalis, vocalis. Becoming vocal, local. It's an extremely potent, little, perfect, full sentence when you use the exclamation point. It's the exclamation point, by the way, which is the object of that sentence. The subject. So on this one hand, we've got the situs. The locus. On the other side, we have venue. You'd think they would be one and the same, but they're not. The proper or a possible place for the trial of a case. Usually, because the place has some connection with the events that have given rise to the case. That's the first sense in Black's second pocket edition. The county or other territory. Notice the way they say the county or other territory, implying that your county is a territory. That's territorial law. Go back and look at the Northwest Territory, Northwest Ordinance there. One of the four organic documents. The county or other territory over which a trial has jurisdiction. Loosely, this is the third sense, the place where a conference or a meeting is being held. For, in a pleading, it's the statement establishing the place for the trial. And five, in an affidavit, it's the designation of the place where it was made. We think we live in one place, and yet we act as though we live somewhere else. Previous broadcasts, I've shared Alfred's wisdom on this concept of the difference, the great difference between the state and this state. Law operates oftentimes in this state. We exist in the state. And it's by our signatures, our signings, our contracts, our agreements, etc., that the lawyers dialogue us into this consensus to come go with them in this state, where we become legal fictions and unknowingly victims. So the symptom here is not knowing our trivium and quadrivium properly and not having taken time to embark upon rhetoric, oratory, and the learning of law, as the Greeks and Romans did, even homeschooling their young men in the household. So what's a trust? A trust and a beneficial ownership. A trust, this out of John Salmon's Salmon on Jurisprudence, the 12th edition. And I have to say that the 12th edition is heavily, heavily positivized by a man named Hart, himself a legal positivist. And we're still on legal positivism, by the way. This is just a sidebar, just like the Commerce Clause was. We're still studying what is legal positivism. But this is a 1966 publication. Trust and beneficial ownership. A trust is a very important and curious instance of duplicate ownership which allows for the separation of the powers of management and the rights of enjoyment, which allows for the separation of the powers of management and the rights of enjoyment. You wonder why it is that the Uniform Commercial Code and the Uniform Property Maintenance Code, how is it that I become the caretaker, the janitor on my own land? I thought I owned this place. I surely paid for it, didn't I? I pay taxes on it, don't I? Why are you telling me that my lawn is too long, or the dent in my gutter, or there's leaves built up in the corner there of the yard, or maybe there's some litter, and maybe they don't like the color of my truck, for God's sake. Or my house, even worse. Again, a trust is a very important and curious instance of duplicate ownership, which allows for the separation of the powers and management of the rights of enjoyment. Trust property is that which is owned by two persons at the same time. It would be this state and thus state, perhaps? Trust property is that which is owned by two persons at the same time, the relation between the two owners being such that one of them is under an obligation to use his ownership for the benefit of the other. Who benefits in the ownership of your automobile? Or I should say, the automobile, or the house. Who benefits? Qui bono. The former is called the trustee, and his ownership is trust ownership. The latter is called the beneficiary, and he is beneficial ownership. And we can talk about property a little bit. These three criteria. You have possession. You have the right of possession. And then you have a right over the thing, the right of property. The right of property. And then we also found yesterday in our readings that we have equity and legal, two different types, equity, an equitable title, and a legal title. But again, we're slayed for lack of knowledge. We'll be back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.8thofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.8thofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So we're trying to find out a little bit more about trusts now in this section, trust and beneficial ownership, you know, who benefits, cui bono. The trustee, John Selman continues here, is destitute of any right of beneficial enjoyment of the trust property. His ownership, therefore, is a matter of form rather than of substance, and nominal rather than real. You know, we have a private venue. That's the flesh and blood man, the sovereign on the land. Then we've got this commercial venue where we just become part of this overall legal fiction, the lex mercatori, the law merchant, admiralty law, and all of that rot, the juris civilis, the Roman civil law. If we have regard to the essence of the matter rather than to the form of it, a trustee is not an owner at all, but a mere agent. Now we're bringing in agency, upon whom the law has conferred the power and imposed the duty of administering the property of another. In legal theory, however, he is not a mere agent, but an owner. He is a person to whom the property of someone else is fictitiously attributed by the law, to the extent that the rights and powers thus vested in a nominal owner shall be used by him on behalf of the real owner. As between trustees and beneficiaries, the law recognizes the truth of the matter. As between these two, the property belongs to the latter and not to the former. But as between the trustee and third persons, the fiction prevails. The trustee is clothed with the rights of his beneficiary and is so enabled to personate or represent him in dealings with the world at large. In rem. John Salmon. Interesting stuff. Voting pools and trust agreements. This out of Dillaboo and Howard, the principles of business law. Various devices have been used whereby minority interests or a group of stockholders may effectively control a corporation. We talked about corporation nation. I brought it to your attention before that these minority groups, these holding companies, can actually own, control these corporations, even though to the casual observer, it wouldn't appear that they had a majority. Well, here's how the device works. Even in the corporation, nation, right, pools and trust agreements, various devices have been used whereby minority interests or a group of stockholders may effectively control a corporation, the creation of a holding company, the issuance of non-voting shares, or the issuance of shares with voting rights but with a small or nominal par value. Voting pools and voting trusts have all been utilized for this purpose. We talked earlier in the broadcast, I brought that one article out, the Credit Mobilier of the Green Energy. You go back and look at Corporation Nation, you see all of the corporations that CalPERS is owning huge stock shares in. IBM, General Electric, Microsoft, Apple, Vestas, and on and on and on the list goes. You want to know who's running the house here? Why do we continue to advance global man-made anthropomorphic and anthropogenic climate change? Because it's in the school's best interest academia's best interest to do so. They're the ones that write up this crooked science. They're the ones that promulgate it to the children, to the young people, into their minds. They're the ones that get the benefit out of it. And they're the ones that are sitting on the floor in Wisconsin at the Capitol building, if they're still hanging out there. Maybe they ran out of pizzas and beer. Have to call Barry the Usurper up again and get Organized America to make another truckload delivery. A voting pool arises whenever a number of stockholders agree to vote their stocks as a unit in accordance with a certain plan. What's the real problem here? Well, it's the National Education Association. It goes full spectrum, from Florida to Washington State, from Jackman, Maine, all the way down to San Diego, California, and everything in between. And it's just one. That's just one group. That's just the teachers. Then there's all the rest. All of these pension funds and so on and so forth. We found out yesterday that Goldman Sachs is no longer the leader selling the stocks to these various institutions. Now J.P. Morgan, the New Euro, and New York Stock Exchange, Euronext, the Deutsche Börse AG, connecting up with Japan, is now the leader in that. A voting trust develops from the transfer of title of their shares by various stockholders to a trustee for the purpose of voting the stock. Who votes the stock? The stock is then registered in his name. He votes at the meetings of shareholders and receives dividends as they're declared. He issues to each stockholder whose stock he holds a certificate of beneficial interest. He also might say that he collects a commission on the going in and the coming out, which entitles the owner thereof to have his shares returned at the termination of the trust and to receive dividends within a given time after they're paid. In the early law, some courts held voting trusts unenforceable because they tend to separate ownership from the control and management. Today, courts enforce the trust agreement unless its objectives are improper or the period of its continuance unreasonably long, and then the Model Business Corporation Act sets a limit of 10 years upon voting trust. We just went through this Uniform Law Commission. And that's where you get all these model codes and model acts, right? Let's take something a little bit more mundane, but certainly worthy of reading. I have this huge book here in front of me, The Family Legal Guide. It was published by Reader's Digest, of all things. It's a complete encyclopedia of law for the layman. Why are you spending $500, $600 an hour on some Joe Doak in a fancy office with a nice suit? We're deficient. We're slaved for a lack of knowledge here. Law is complex, but you got to get into the language, remember? These are objects floating around in space. Henry Bergson. Concepts, in fact, are outside of each other like objects in space, and they have the same stability as such objects on which they've been modeled. Logical positivism. Trust. What is a trust? This, again, this legal dictionary or huge guide published by the Reader's Digest. Let's see if I can get a date on it. Here we go. Yep. 1981, copyright, the Reader's Digest Association. We appreciate them for the book. I'm reading from the hardbound edition right now, page 1006. Trust. We're coming back to these basic definitions of trust over and over again, just bringing in the language, helping us to see what we're talking about here before we go deeper and deeper into it. A relationship in which someone holds property for the benefit of another. The person who creates the trust is the settlor. And that's what the Israelis are doing in Palestine. They're settling Palestinians' land and then keeping them out, by the way. We're paying for it. The person who holds the property for another's benefit is the trustee. We have a settlor. We have the trustee. The person who benefits from the trust is the beneficiary. And the property that makes up the trust is the trust property. Now, think how handy it would be for the state, I should say for this state, or this county, or this federal union, to turn the card around and become the beneficiary and make you the trustee, so that you have all of the duties, the rights, the penalties, the pains, the taxes, the penalties and exactions under your civil rights, and they get all the benefits. Wouldn't that be clever? You don't think they've tried it? might not be the way it is in this world? We'll find out a little bit about Rose and her mother in a moment. Stay tuned.
To the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Of course, we had 10,000 people listening to the broadcast this morning. And folks, you can certainly help by, you know, letting the people on your social networking list know about the broadcast. Encourage them to tune in, especially this week and maybe next. We're going to continue this discussion of trust for a few days. I got more material stacked up around my radio table here than I'll ever touch today. But nevertheless, we can look at things from, you know, law books. We can bring out Blackstone's commentaries. You know, we can bring out all, we've got the Black's Law Dictionary, the big one here, and others inside me, you know. We go into philosophy, logic, grammar, rhetoric. Ultimately, we need to find utility in all of this, you know. How do we use this information? And so we can go into this family legal guide, again, prepared by Reader's Digest, a complete encyclopedia of law for the layman, 1981, where we read it again. A relationship on a trust. We're going to talk about trust and how it can be used in your life. This is like one of those how to do it things, how to change a light bulb, how to install a light fixture. Only it's very intense. 1,000 pages here, even longer. Again, a relationship in which someone holds property for the benefit of another. Can you see any use in that? What's the utility there? The person who creates the trust is the settlor. The person who holds the property for another's benefit is the trustee. The person who benefits from the trust is the beneficiary. And the property that makes up the trust is the trust property. Don't try and crib notes. I mean, you're not going to get it all. Go back and listen to the archives a couple of times. They're free. Example, Rose's mother signs over certain stocks to a bank with instructions to give Rose the dividend checks each year until she turns 30, when she is to get all of the stock. Rose's mother is the settlor of the trust. The bank is the trustee. The stock is the trust property. And Rose is the beneficiary. A nice, simple, easy-to-understand example. And it continues. A settlor of a trust may designate that he is to be the sole beneficiary of a trust, with another person acting as trustee. This type of trust is known as self-settled trust. Because the settlor is taking care of himself, Rose's mother could have told the bank that only she was to receive the dividend checks until she died, and thus creating a self-settled trust. A person may keep the right to revoke the trust at any time. Remember, we talked about this. There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law that in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated or taken unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, taxable, licensable, and revocable. A person may have the right to revoke the trust at any time and have the trust property returned to him. This is known as a revocable trust. Anybody ever read the Universal Declaration of Human Rights? You can find it in the back of the Black's Law Dictionary, 8th. You can find it elsewhere also. But unlike our Declaration and Bill of Rights, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights sounds so wonderful. But what the United Nations gives with one hand, they take in the last section. Unless you toe the line and follow the United Nations plan and program of action for the 21st century, they can revoke those rights. You ever had your driver's license revoked? You have a license to practice law, maybe you practice hair cutting, maybe to practice massage, maybe to shoe horses, you have a license somewhere. You've contracted with this state or this county. And that license is the tie that binds you to their system. Not only their system of tax collection, making you perpetually a tax collector for the entity, the legal fiction, but also makes you subject to their rules. They hold the strings. It's revocable. No matter how great your business is, no matter how nicely you set it up, at a moment's notice, if you displease the beast system, they can revoke your license. So much for being a professional. Otherwise, a trust is irrevocable. The person who sets up an irrevocable trust cannot demand that the trust be ended or that the property be returned to him. So you want to be careful. Don't set up something you can't undo. But realize that the beast system is well aware of all of this too. They've created this material. And if they set up an irrevocable trust and you find yourself entangled in it, don't anticipate getting out anytime soon. In the above example, Rose's mother created an irrevocable trust because she did not state that she intended to keep the right to revoke the arrangement. You see, intention plays a big part in all of this. Our words, we're slayed by our words. She didn't say so. No one's got crystal balls here. We don't have Ouija boards here. This is a court of law. You came in and we're talking this state, and so we tried you in this state, found you guilty. But if you'd come into the state and stood on the sovereignty of the free man on the land in the state, we would have had to change venue. We would have changed jurisdiction. My God in heaven, this one is awake. What do we do? I don't know. Let's call the Uniform Law Commission and get instructions how to defeat this argument. Adjourned until tomorrow. A trustee takes legal title to the trust property. This means that his interest in the property appears to be one of full and complete ownership and possession, but he does not have the right to receive any benefits from the property. Curious, isn't it? Wow. He has full and complete ownership and possession, but he does not have the right to receive any benefits from the property. The title to the benefit from the property, known as equitable title, we talked about that, equitable title versus legal title, yesterday's broadcast, briefly. The right to benefit from the property, known as equitable title, belongs to the beneficiary. In the example cited, the bank, which serves as trustee, has legal title to the stock and must carry out all the legal obligations and duties connected with the possession of the stock. Rose, as the beneficiary, has equitable title. So the bank has legal title. Rose, the beneficiary, has the equitable title. She receives all the benefits from the stock. And when Rose becomes 30 and is given all the stock, the trust ends. It's all done. You can burn your mortgage. It's finished. She has outright ownership of the stock, including the right to receive all the benefits from her ownership. And again, I just have to give credit where credit is due and tip my hat once again to Alfred Adisk. I learned a lot from listening to Alfred and other people, other voices. I'm looking forward to his continuing discussions with Donna Barrett because they're really getting down to something. They're not out there worried about the symptoms and the victims. They're going after the disease, certainly right here on this broadcast. If we can eradicate this disease, there will be no more symptoms, and we'll stop having to resuscitate the victims. The terms of the trust state the duties and the powers of the trustee and the rights of the beneficiary that are determined by the settlor when the trust is created. You can think of all of the language that we find in the Declaration of Independence that implies a trust, and then the Constitution. Another place you can go is www.the-legacy.info for a DVD presentation on this. They tie it all together, grammar and the whole works. They even go resort to my favorite dictionary, Noah Webster's 18 and 28. In the above examples, the instructions to the bank to pay the dividends from the stock to Rose until she reaches 30 and then to give her stock all are the terms of the trust created by Rose's mother. The bank has the duty to pay the dividends to Rose, who has an enforceable right to them. The terms of the trust will usually specify what is to happen to the trust property when the trust is ended. If the terms do not do so, the ownership of the trust will ultimately revert to the settlor if he's alive, or to his heirs, at the termination of the trust. The trustee will hold the property in a resulting trust for the settlor or his estate. And then it continues, and it says, see implied trust later in the article, and we will. Not today. Now I want to give you some of our application theory. Book that I received years ago written by Grant Hall. It's called The Privacy Crisis, Identity Theft, Prevention and Guide to Anonymous Living. It's really important, you know, because we do slay ourselves with our own language. We bring ourselves into this state unknowingly, and then we will wind up being subject to all the codified statutory regulations, taxable, licensable, and revocable. And we didn't really want to do that. But there's things that we can do. Prevention. Since key personal information is used in identity theft, the best way to prevent becoming a victim is to eliminate or at least drastically reduce the availability of information about you to anyone who might want to become you or to prey upon you would be another way of looking at it, too. A good foundation to prevent identity theft can be laid by following privacy rules. These rules will enable you to conduct your everyday life as an anonymous person. We'll continue with that right after this.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Snickers,
from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So once again, we're looking at Privacy Crisis. This was originally published or copyright back in 2006 by James Clark King, LLC. And he says, no part of this book may be reproduced, recorded, scanned, or transmitted by mechanical, electronic, or other means, except for brief passages as per copyright law fair usage. And so we'll just keep it brief. And I thank him very much for writing the book. But again, since key personal information is used in identity theft, the best way to prevent becoming a victim is to eliminate or at least drastically reduce the availability of information about you who might want to become you. To anyone who might want to become you. A good foundation to prevent identity theft can be laid following privacy rules. And then he goes into this and he talks about it, all right? Become invisible, he says, to those who search property databases for your home address. Whether you rent or own your home, you can accomplish this by using a trust to own the house or condominium, or by renting it in an alternate name. While the latter can be accomplished, and must be, for home privacy, it will require special skills and diligence to do it. So prepare thoroughly by studying the home section of this book, he writes. Travel anonymously by driving a trust-owned vehicle, with no mention of you as a trustee on the registration documents. Bank secretly. Utilize a trust checking account or check cashing stores, or obtain an anonymous safe deposit box. A Nevada limited partnership is the entity preferred by many privacy seekers who wish to hold liquid assets anonymously. Freeze all credit reports and receive your credit card statements, bank account statements, brokerage statements, tax correspondence, and all other official and personal mail at a distant address, utilizing pre-screened nominees to receive your mail. Hold businesses and investments in entity names unrelated to your true name. Avoid working as an employee whenever possible and use a Nevada limited liability company, an LLC, or a trust to receive payments on your behalf. Use an assumed name or an alternate name for routine communications and make telephone calls from public phones or a cell phone registered anonymously. Use your alternate name or company name for all business and communication unless you are legally required to provide your true name. So there's some of the things that you can do here. Just some of the things. Driver's license privacy. It's important to keep your driver's license as private as possible. Since we've become accustomed to carrying a driver's license in our wallets and producing it whenever asked, this will take some practice. But remember that your passport contains far less available information about you, now that's not necessarily true today, and as a superior primary identification document, using a U.S. passport offers privacy advantages when banking, continuing, when registering a trust-owned vehicle, and for all identification requirements not associated with operating a motor vehicle. So trust works for you there too. Private registration, even when you're traveling. Once you choose a hotel, you may handle the reservation by telephone. When calling, request information and confirm that a suitable location is available to satisfy your security and privacy requirements. A second floor end unit close to the rental office may be a good choice. When all your requirements have been satisfied, you'll be asked to reserve your suite with a credit card. You may use your preloaded MasterCard or Visa card held in your alternate name or company name. Once again, the use of a trust can be valuable to you. Practical applications, solutions served. All right, now back to our text here. A different one, this one, back to Creative Evolution by Henry Bergson. Again, concepts are, in fact, outside of each other. This idea of this state and the state, you as the flesh and blood individual in this legal fiction that, unbeknownst to you, and probably unwelcome to you, has been created, but unfortunately, you're always repenting. You're penning yourself back up going into this thing by using the instruments of this state. And your words and your actions and your deeds can then be held against you to drive you back out of one venue into another venue, or out of one situs into another. And it's going to be up to you to understand, and me up to understand, how we can go ahead and use this. And I'm learning right along with you. They are therefore not images but symbols. Our logic, again, is the complete set of rules that must be followed in using symbols. Symbolism. Some people make an entire broadcast of that. Check out Freeman's work. As these symbols are derived from the consideration of solids, as the rules for combining these symbols hardly do more than express the most general relations among solids, our logic triumphs in that science, which takes the solidity of bodies for its object. That is, in geometry. Long ago I heard a Latin phrase, and remember it. Ubi materia, ubi geometria, ibi mysteria. Where there is matter, there's geometry. And where there's geometry, there's mystery. And there's a lot to that. It's a lengthy study. But logic and geometry, again, back to Bergson. Logic and geometry engender each other, as we shall see a little further on. It is from the extension of a certain natural geometry, the natural sciences, suggested by the most general and immediate perceived properties of solids, that logic has arisen. And then from this natural logic, in its turn, has sprung scientific geometry, which extends further and further the knowledge of the external properties of solids. Geometry and logic are strictly applicable to matter. In it, they are at home, and in it, they can proceed quite alone. But outside this domain, pure reasoning needs to be supervised by common sense, which is an altogether different thing. So sometimes we get carried away in this tyranny of words. Sometimes we allow ourselves to be swept away in the tyranny of law. And we can certainly see, looking at the news on a regular basis as we do, and looking at the economic situation and the geopolitical landscape, the vantage point with Michael Vail, Blacklisted News, Doug Owens, Lee Rogers, Mike Chambers. We can get carried away in all of this and we forget. Actually, we can easily see that one criteria has not been met. That is common sense. And unless we invoke the power of discernment, unless we bring into play and into bear common sense in all things, we just become a victim of circumstance in this world that we live in. We live in a very unique way, I guess, world, existence, plane, sphere. We are in a body and out of a body. We are a created being, and yet we are of the Creator, curiously enough. And this book, Creative Evolution, attempts to bring that to light. It's very popular in its time, got a lot of play. It fell to the wayside. I'm not done with it yet, so I'm not going to go into it and endorse it one way or the other. I'll just say that it's a very interesting read. But we live in a very unusual place. It's like a world of frequency. We exist, let's say, on 98.4 FM. But there is another frequency at 98.3, and there's another, yet again, at 98.5. Right out of the box, we're set at 98.4. Can we tap into 98.3? Can we go to 98.5? Can we do it voluntarily? Can we do it at will? Can we move from the state, the real world, into the legal state, into this state, and transition back out when we need to defend ourselves, to defend our life, our liberty, and our pursuit of happiness? Did our founders understand this well enough to set up a system that would facilitate that and make that easy? Was the knowledge of that system withheld? Were they Masons? Obviously, many were. James Wilson was one of the principal drafters of all these documents. But at the same time, they knew they were charting on all new territory. And what they created here on these shores was something completely unique in the history of man. We had created a place, the state. We had created a place where we recognize that we are all created beings, that all men are created equal, endowed by their Creator, and again, the language of trust all over this now, endowed by their Creator, the founders, with certain unalienable rights. Can't be taken away. They're in the trust forever. If only we know how to access them. Endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable or unalienable rights. They can't be leaned, they can't be taken away. Inseparable. But we're going to have the master keys if we want to get our country back. I'll see you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.